Yeah, we've had it here since 1996, and Master Gardeners do a lot of good things.
Cottonwood Extension District Director Jay Harris has taken over duties as the agency's horticultural specialist. He talks to us about that, along with the Master Gardener program, on this episode of the Post Podcast.
So when I first started with K-State Research and Extension as district director, some of my agent responsibilities included community vitality. And I really truly feel that all of the agents with our district are community vitality agents. We're all out working with the community. And there was a strong need, a strong desire by our board to hire a horticulture agent. And so I have made the decision, and our board has approved it, that I'm going to switch my agent responsibilities to horticulture agent. So I will be helping out with, you know, home visits, anybody that has something going on at their house that have questions on the trees, their lawn, their gardens, anything like that. So we'll be helping out with the horticulture agent responsibility.
Very cool. Yeah, as I recall, it's been couple years since we've had that horticulture agent in place, right?
Yes, it's been at least 2 years. They've opened up a couple times, was never able to hire anybody. And so when I told our board that I would be willing to do that, they were pretty excited about it.
I bet. Well, let's talk a little bit about what those responsibilities and duties will actually look like.
Well, one of the main responsibilities there too is being the coordinator for the Extension Master Gardener Program. The Extension Master Gardener Program is a program that was started in 1972. Washington State was the first place to do that. Kansas State started it in 1980, and Ellis County started their program in 1996. There might be quite a few people that remember Terry Minnell was the person that started that, was the horticulture agent here at the time. Holly Dickman took over from there, been in charge of it. So, you know, we've had it here since 1996, and the Master Gardeners do a lot of good things for the public. These are volunteers that take the time to do some pretty extensive training, which we will start that training first part of September. They do this extensive training. They can help out people with all sorts of questions. We run a help desk that they man and just answer questions, people that either drop in or call. And then they also have some projects throughout the community that they work with as well. So, yes, the Extension Master Gardener Program is very beneficial to K-State Research and Extension.
Love that. You know, I don't know if you kind of being new in the role, maybe can you talk a little bit about some of those programs and activities they've had in the past few years?
You know, just the biggest thing is being there for people. Since I started doing this, I've been on quite a few home visits. Right now, the biggest thing what we're looking at with people's trees, for the most part, is the drought. You know, we've been in such a drought for a couple of years, and even though we've been getting rain, our trees are so far behind in growth, and they're showing dead spots and some fertility issues. So the big thing is just, you know, helping out the public there. With the Master Gardener Program, they have a couple demonstration gardens throughout the area. Two of them are out at the experiment station on South Main, and then one of them is also at the Old Fort Hays. And so just a lot going on with that. And then, you know, throughout the winter, doing different programming as far as, you know, raising a good garden and what to do with flowers and trees, lawns, everything to help beautify the community.
Very cool. You know, you talked about that training that's going to start up in October. I wonder if you want to speak a little bit about, like, how do people get involved and what that training actually looks like?
So if somebody is interested in becoming a Master Gardener, they need to contact either one of the Hays or Great Bend offices for the Cottonwood District. There is an application that they need to complete. And then once they do that application, we'll review that and then decide if, you know, they're a good candidate for doing the Master Gardener program. And then we start out, and every Thursday from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, We have watch parties, we call them. They're Zoom meetings that are held from campus, and that starts early September, runs through the first part of November, getting together once a week for 3 hours and doing the training. And then once a person becomes a master gardener, in the first year of their duties, they have to fulfill 40 hours of volunteer service. And then after that first year, they have to continue to do some training. They can even go into our advanced master gardener program, and they have to do 20 hours of volunteer service. And that volunteer service needs to be educational. It's not truly labor hours going out and working in the gardens. It is actually helping do some of the educational part of Extension's goal and our mission. So that's why, you know, it's not just labor. It's actually educating the public. It could be programs put on for kids, anything that falls into that realm.
Very cool. I wonder, what kind of background do you look for in somebody that's going to become a master gardener?
The biggest thing is they have to have a high school diploma and then just a love of gardening. You know, that's the big thing. Somebody that really likes to get out, work in the garden, work in the flower beds, get their hands dirty. You know, just people that really like to do that. So that's the big thing. They just really need to be interested in gardening.
And with those folks, as I recall, here in Ellis County, anyway, in the past, we've had a pretty diverse group of people that have taken on that role.
Yes, I attended their board meeting last night, or member meeting, and yes, there's people from all walks of life across Hays here, professors out at Fort Hays, employees of the old Fort Hays, employees at the public library. So just, yeah, people from all different walks of life. And then they're also very involved with our county fair that's coming up. They run our horticulture show, the floriculture, and they do a good job of that too. So yeah, it's a wide variety of people.
Excellent. You mentioned the fair, and I probably want to ask about this as well, because that's coming up. You guys ready for the fair?
Well, we start setting up today. As soon as I leave here, we're going to go start hauling items out for it. And tonight we have a setup meeting and superintendent's meeting to get them all lined up in their project areas. And then it kicks off this weekend with the open and 4-H horse shows. And then the big events start on Monday. All the kids, all the public start bringing out their projects and the fun begins.
Absolutely. Yeah, Jeff and I were talking a little bit earlier on the show. We've got the booklet here, and it's just so much going on. I can't even imagine like how much work and prep has to go into putting this whole thing together.
Yeah, our fair board does an amazing job of lining up all the activities. K-State Research and Extension, we're just a small part of it with our 4-H, you know. I shouldn't say a small part, but a lot of it going on. But the fair board does the majority of the background work as far as lining up the entertainment and doing everything that way. So, yeah, they have done an amazing job this year of lining up rodeo and car races, entertainment on the stage there. So there'll be a lot going on next week.
And I've done a lot of fairs in my youth and everything too, mostly on the baking side kind of thing. And I would imagine that like the dynamic for like growing things, agriculture type stuff, is a whole different ball game, because like when you submit like some cookies into the fair board, you're just like, yeah, I just kind of threw this thing together, like, you know, a couple of days ago kind of thing, let it cool, make sure that it's good and submitted it. Whereas with something with ag, it's like, yeah, I planted this like at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
And we're just waiting to see if this is going to turn out well.
Yeah, with all the garden vegetables and the flowers, yeah, everybody's hoping they can, you know, grow something good that they can come out and show the public.
Yeah.
Husbandry, too. Like, the livestock piece is always one of my favorites to go see the work that those amazing kids have done.
Yeah, there's the numbers. We were looking at that yesterday for the entries for the, you know, beef show and swine. You know, there's good numbers there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's going to be a pretty impressive fair.
I wonder, we've got just a couple minutes left. If we want to talk about it, what else is going on down the Cottonwood right now?
Well, one other thing I want to highlight real quick with the Master Gardeners, a couple of events they have coming up. July 22nd, they have Iris Day, which if you're interested in planting iris in your flower beds, you can come and get some free bulbs for doing that. And then on August 25th, the Master Gardeners are going to have their first annual garden tour. This will run from 5 until 7:30 p.m. It's also in conjunction with the Hayes Art Walk, and we will have two locations out at the Ag Research Center. We'll have the heirloom garden that's out at Old Fort Hayes, and then we'll also have our perennial garden at the district office where people can come out and see what's going on there. So, you know, that, again, that's August 25th from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and good way for the public to come out and see what Master Gardeners are doing.
Yeah, I love that. And in collaboration with the Art Walk, when you've already got the big crowd downtown, that's really going to be really cool.
Yep, and they're also going to have an ice cream truck will be out there. You can come get an ice cream and enjoy the evening.
Excellent. And again, in case anybody is interested in joining up, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
Easiest way is come by the office at 601 Main, pick up an application, and we can start taking your name into consideration to join the program.
Excellent. Any other last thoughts before we go, sir?
Nope. Just it's been a busy summer for all the agents. They're doing a great job keeping everything going, and just come out and support the fair.